Thank you for calling Orchestra Farm. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Karen Narachi.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you today, Ms. Rachi?
Good.
All right, good to hear. How can I help you today?
Can you tell me if there's an appointment for here to change over to Archtop?
Okay, you pre-ordered the service already?
I think, yeah.
Okay, let me take a look. I'm sorry, your first name again, please?
Karen.
Karen, okay. Okay, thank you. All right, I'm sorry. Let me get the correct spelling of the last name, please.
It's a N like Nick, A-R-R-A-C-C-I.
Okay, perfect. I found it right here. I found the account. Can you please confirm for me the address of service?
234 State Route 9J, Stuyvesant, New York.
Okay. All right, perfect. And one more verification. The what is your email address that we have on file?
All lowercase, KarenXNarr@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Let me take a look. I don't have an appointment. I have an account. What service did you sign up for?
What do you mean? TV, cable.
Did you signed up for internet and phone or just internet?
Just internet, no phone. I don't need a phone.
Okay, just internet. Okay. Did you remember the speed that you remember if you order the 1 gig?
You keep breaking up. Do I remember what?
The speed that you, the package, what speed did you order? Did you get a one gig speed or 2 gigs?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
Okay, so that is dependent the how fast your internet that you selected. The 1 gig is 1,000 megabits, but let me see what happened, because I don't see any appointments selected for you. Can I place you on a brief hold so I can ask if, and you know, what happened, why is your appointment is not in the system?
Well, I'm right by the satellite tower, whatever, mm-hmm. by a building, and they might be checking in on something, because the truck's parked in my driveway and got oil all over it, so they might be working on that, but I'm in there though, right?
So you're in here. I just want in the. I'm asking for the speed, because I don't see a speed added to your order either. So that I would need to add that as well.
We probably didn't get that far.
Okay. All right. So the speed I would need to have that in the system for, you know, once you're for, so when your address is in service, we.
Okay.
We set up an appointment.
There's no additional notes or anything like that.
Let me take a look at the notes. No, it doesn't say what speed you selected. But I can give you that information.
Speed, notes. Not speed, notes. Notes about the workers and what they did, and they shouldn't have done it. They were parked in my driveway. Then he asked me if I want, well, can't you go on the grass? I was like, what?
Oh.
And then the trucks were leaking oil. So I wanted to get a discount, but I'm not getting anywhere.
Oh, I see. Okay, so the trucks were there. They parked. They asked you to park in your driveway, and they leaked oil in your driveway?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Android. They shouldn't adopt that. Have you spoken regarding this?
No, they have plenty of room in the where they go. What?
Have you contacted us prior to today?
Give us this information.
Okay. All right. So let me escalate this information really quick. Do you have a moment that I can place you? Can I place you in a brief hold?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And I also, because they're probably going to ask me, because I don't see that we need to have, if you are continuing with one hour service, we need to have a package that you have selected for the internet. If you wanted the 1 gig internet or the 2 gigs internet, we need to select one for you.
Uh-huh. I don't really know what that means. What's the difference in price?
So the 1 gig internet speed is $69.99 when you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account. The 2 gig internet is $9.99 with the same promotion. You need to, if you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account or savings account, they give you that discount.
It's only $9.99, $10 a month?
So the regular price for the 2 gig is $99.99. If you sign up for auto
pay, $99.99.
Yes. So if you sign up for auto paying with your checking or savings account, they give you a $10 discount. That brings it down to
$89.99. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The lower speed, the 1 gig. It has a regular original price of $79.99, but with the same promotion of the auto pay and paperless billing with your checking or savings account, they give you a $10 discount for the, and it comes down to $69.99 a month.
And what about the speed? I mean, the mm-hmm. difference in gigabytes, is that, like, if there's only mm-hmm. me here, you're talking about, like, if there's a lot of devices in the house? Or?
So if it's just you, you will be good with the 1 gig. It depends on how many devices you have connected to the internet and how many people use the internet. But
right now, it's my phone.
Okay.
And I'm only on one thing at a time, if it's my laptop or my iPhone.
Okay. So, yeah, you should be perfectly fine with
that. Does the TV count also?
So we don't, you will have to connect your smart TV to our internet network. We don't provide the channels, but you can. So we don't provide the channels like cable, but if you connect your smart TV to our internet connection, you'll be able to. You can use any streaming app that you of your preference, like Netflix.
You have to pay for a stream. The streaming apps cost money.
So those apps you would need to go through whichever provider you decide to go with, like Netflix or Roku, and then they'll give you a price for their app.
Roku or what?
A lot of people use Roku. They use Netflix. They can. They also use YouTube TV.
Well, this is not cheaper then. You're making it sound like you got to do all that. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. All right, let's go back backwards mm-hmm. and find out what they're gonna. If they're gonna do anything to me, I don't really care.
Okay.
If it's hooked up.
So let me. I was asking all those questions because the account does look right now like it's inactive. It's not active, so we would need to activate you again and place the package that you would like to of internet if you would like to move forward. But let me also forward this information for the what happened with your driveway that people the one our trucks parked in your driveway and the oil that was leaked. Let me what we can
they
do
should
regarding
know
this.
Already
they should know.
Okay. Well, she should have sent it to them.
Okay, so yeah, so if you called before that, most likely I can just, you know, send another message to refresh their memories to let them know that you you're calling again regarding that, because nothing has been done.
No.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So can I place you on a brief hold so I can escalate this information?
Sure, I don't care.
Thank you. One moment, please.